Welcome to Fostering Faith. In this episode, we're going to talk about communication, how to talk to your kids, and kids how to talk to your parents. And so as we open up this episode 3, we thought communication is a huge component to living in a house with people, about getting a job and communicating with your friends. It's about everyday life and how to sit in front of somebody and actually have a conversation, not text somebody, and be fully engaged into a conversation. Gia, do you feel like you have great communication skills?
Yeah, to some people, but not like to complete strangers.
And so what would be a barrier that someone would not want to talk to their parent?
What do you mean?
So how do you feel like you have open communication with us?
Because some parents, they might, like, tell someone or something. The kids might not feel comfortable with, like, telling them if they're going to tell, like, their friend or something. But I know if I tell my parents, they won't tell anyone.
So trust issues. Mm-hmm. So you feel like that would be a barrier for a kid, a teen, a young adult to not talk to their parents is trust issues.
Yep.
So how could a parent listening to this build their trust with their child?
Just like saying, like, I'm here with you, I'll help you through this and everything. Just making them feel like really calm during the situation and everything, and like supporting them.
Do you like how we have open communication here? What are some things that you wish that other people would take in and they could actually implement into their house? As far as, what are our rules here? What's one of the major rules that we have in this house?
You could tell us anything.
Yeah, and I think that we set the stage for that. Whenever she was little, she would always say, hey, can I tell you something? And I would always say, you can tell me anything. Or, hey, can I tell you this? Hey, what's the rules here? I can tell you anything. Because if we don't root them into, I can tell you anything, then, you know, or they feel judged, or they feel like you are, you know, going to tell somebody else out. And so if we don't root that into them whenever they're young, whenever they really have problems in like junior high, high school, college, marriage, we've ruined that trust foundation. And so having a great foundation and knowing that she can come to me, that she can trust me, that we're going to have a discussion. And is there going to be judging? No, because I'm going to leave literally the judging to Jesus. I mean, she understands our principles in this house. She understands what is expected of her. But as far as me judging her, if she would come up to me and say, hey, mom, I did drugs, or hey, mom, I did this, or hey, mom, I did that, would there be a discussion about it? Absolutely. Would I hope that she knows better and would not succumb to like peer pressure or wanting to try something? Because there's no topics that are off limits in this house. Do you see that whenever you come to us, do we talk it out? Do we yell? Do we fight? Do we argue? Do we sit down like calmly and talk about things?
We just have a normal discussion, like a normal like thing. It's not like calm or anything like that. It's just normal.
Whenever you have a topic that you're afraid to come to us, what makes you finally decide to open up about it?
I talk to God and pray to him and everything. Like about it, because when I talk to God, I feel like so much weight lifted off my chest. Like, sometimes you just have to tell someone, and like, you know, God's not gonna tell anyone or anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. Is that even if you are, you're listening to this podcast and you don't feel like you have anybody that you can turn to, you don't have a best friend, or you're not in a situation at home where you feel like you trust your parents, you always have God to turn to. He's always listening. He's always available. And just believing in God and, you know, walking, you know, with Christ is a great he's a great parent. He is our Heavenly Father, and he's the one that can judge you, and he'll tell you what to do. He'll tell you right from wrong. For believers, we have the Holy Spirit to guide us and to make right decisions and to let us know whenever we didn't make the right decision. Mm-hmm. What would some advice that you would be if someone feels silly talking to God?
Don't be, like, because, like, if you don't want anyone to know or, like, that you talk to God and, like, they think it's, like, and your friends think it's, like, stupid, you don't have to tell them. You could just talk to God and just say, hey, God, I want to tell you something, like, and blah, 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 and all that stuff. Like, you don't have to be, like, embarrassed. It's, like, not silly because, like, he could take, like, a lot of weight off your chest.
Yes, because what does Scripture say? My burden is light. And so a lot of times, the things that we are carrying, the burdens that we are like, oh my gosh, like I hope no one finds out. But who knows everything?
God.
And can you hide anything from God?
No.
And so as we try to hide things from him, it's funny because he literally knows that you were going to do it. He sees all, he knows all. And so whenever we are trying to hide things from people, we can. But we cannot hide anything from him. And is he up there just like with a finger just pointing at you and shaking a fist? No, he's a loving dad. Like he knows that you're going to screw up. He knows that, but he just wants that relationship with you. He just wants you to come to him and be like, dad, man, I screwed up today. Like today was not good. Like, you know what I did? I am so sorry. And whenever you say you're sorry to God, what's that called, Gia?
Guilt. All right. Mercy.
Whenever you go to God and you say, I'm so sorry, I'm not going to do this. What's that called? Repentance?
Oh, yeah.
To repent. And so whenever we're coming to Christ and we're saying that we're sorry, it's called repentance. We're sorry. We missed the mark. We missed his expectations of us in that situation. And so it's about turning away, doing a 360, a 180 from that sin and turning and walking away from it and asking him to help you, you know, fight this battle and come to him. And Gia made a really good point is that there's nothing that is too big for your God to handle. And so it doesn't matter what it is. You go to him and you just get it off your chest because he doesn't want you to sit there and be miserable. He really wants that relationship with you. Whenever you're talking to God, do you have to come to him like formal, or can you just talk to him like a normal person?
Talk to him like a normal person all the time. Like, you don't have to be anything special. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to, like, dress fancy to, like, go to church. I mean, depends on what church you go to, but, like, you don't have to dress anything fancy. You can just talk to him and, like, feel free and, like, and just natural.
But and it says in Scripture that we must fear the Lord. If whenever you fear the Lord, you have wisdom, that's where you get your wisdom. But fear does not mean like, oh my gosh, I'm so scared. The awe of God, the love of God. And so we can talk to him, you know, casually, but we always want to keep in mind how that the guy that made the earth, the person that made just us and just everything that you've ever seen, that's made by him. And so being in awe of God, just being so reverent of just who you're talking to, I think is really important too. And so, you know, addressing him, you know, as Father, as my Heavenly Father, as, you know, as Abba, just this, just divine being. It's just, you just to have that, be able to have that conversation. And how do we get to have that conversation with God?
We can have that conversation with him. Like, you can just tell him anything. It's just so easy. You can have any type of conversation with him.
And we are privileged enough to be Christians, to be able to know that whenever Jesus died, the veil was torn. And so, you know, back in the Old Testament, people didn't get to go to God. They only got to enter that most holy of holies, you know, just once a year, and you had to be super fancy and all this stuff. And so we are so lucky that veil was torn whenever Jesus died. And so we can come to God and ask him and talk to him and lament and argue ask him questions and cry and laugh and be mad. And so having that great communication with your parents, but great communication with God, I think is so important. Is there any advice that you would give to parents how to approach their kids whenever they're not talking?
Just like ask them if anything's wrong or if they just want to talk and they'll listen. You just don't say anything and just listen. They like us kids, they want, if you say if something wrong, we're gonna say, no, nothing's wrong. But if you just say, I'm listening, and then we can like try to open up to you and everything.
Okay. I do think that a lot of times whenever we ask as adults to kids and to young teens and young adults, that we get the answer of no, nothing's wrong. And so is there too much just sitting with you, just sitting in silence? I think that sitting in silence is a really missed opportunity, just to sit on the side of your bed, just for you to know that I'm there with you, I think can speak volumes. I think that people are afraid to sit in quiet too. And even just sitting quiet with God, not strumming through your phone, not listening to your, you know, Bible, or, you know, just sitting in the presence of God and just sitting in the presence of your child and just be, I'm here for you. I'm going to sit here and I'm just going to be with you. I'm going to pray for you. And, you know, if you feel like talking, you can. If you don't, I understand, but just opening that door of communication, I think, is so important. We also utilize a book here, and it's called an open communication book. So if she would ever feel that she cannot speak about something, but she would want to write about something, it's a book that she can lay on my bed, and it's not to be discussed out loud, and we write back and forth to each other if she has a difficult situation where she wouldn't feel comfortable speaking out loud, but she wants to write about it. And so just keeping different open ways of communication. Yes, there's texting. Yes, there's writing. But, you know, that one-on-one conversation that's audible is so good. And so as we end this episode, Gia, is there any advice that you would say in order to have a Christ-like communication in your family? Is there any advice that you would give?
Just be more like talkative and be more open with them and just ask them, okay, can I talk to you and everything? Just be more open.
And as a parent, you know, looking at your children just as God would look at us and just in that loving tone, and it can be frustrating and it can be, you can be mad, but I just try to think of how God feels whenever I mess up, whenever I screw up. And however many times that I have, you know, potentially let him down, and he just still loves me. He still opens his hand and just says, come with me, you know, Tracy, it's okay. You know, and so giving that grace and mercy to our kids, I think, is important so that we reflect Christ. Because if he got mad at us and did all the hateful and angry things that we sometimes do to our kids, I mean, that's not how we should act. And so just as a reminder, this is a great opportunity to be that reflection of Christ. And so thank you for listening to episode 3. Stay tuned for next week, and we will see you next week. Have a great week.
Bye.